right. And we do this every Wednesday around 2:15. Is P1's email rentfree1310 at gmail.com. If there's something that lives rent-free in your brain, be it something audio-wise, an inside joke, something from a movie or TV show, just whatever it is, we like to share with the class and discuss. And we will start with P1 David in North Richland Hills. He says, hello, sweet spot. Something that lives rent-free in my head from at least a decade ago on the Musers. As I recall, the station told Gordo to create more pre-produced recorded opens for various segments that he would do, which he felt was unnecessary. He ultimately did record several of them, but he did with the most heavily distorted, poor quality microphone possible, leading to the most amateurish sounding opens ever. At the end of one, he would say in a very distorted voice, a long pre-produced, just to cap off his recording. It was a passive aggressive and smart ass response to the station's wishes, and I loved it. To this day, when a pre-recorded open finishes on any of the ticket shows, I always say pre-produced in my head and in Gordo's voice, in his voice, and those recordings must be dug up again. Thanks, P1 David. And this, of course, was the capper to whenever he would throw out anything like that.
Pre-produced!
It's the trademark.
So good. And I was doing morning tickers during that era of the pre-production, and it was quite good. Now, what's great about the ticket is we have a lot of dude P1s because we cater to men, but we have a lot of P1 lady listeners.
The V1.
Some will call them V1s. I call them ladies because I have respect. But this is from P1 Amanda. She says, dear Sweet Spot, it seems crazy to me that many of the old best of CDs from the ticket are like 25 plus years old now, but there's a ton of stuff from them that still lives rent-free in my brain. Most notably, the track where Fake Jerry is bragging about signing a former cowboy, Jorge Diaz, a.k.a. I'm not going to say that. Anytime I hear or see the word Mexican, I immediately hear Fake Jerry extolling the greatness of Mexicans bringing him more sopapillas, which then segues into another rent-free item in my brain. Poncho's Mexican Buffet's theme song. Those cheap commercials look like footage from my dad's camcorder back in the day, but damn if that song didn't take up permanent residence in my memory bank. All these years later, if I see where there's an officer such and such helping the first graders raise the flag outside the elementary school during morning drop-off, it takes a fair amount of self-control not to sing it out loud. Getting old sucks.
Yes. Flag.
Fun bit, guys. Thanks, P1 Amanda. And I had to go find this on YouTube, but there is an old, I don't know what year this was, I'm guessing sometime mid-80s, but I could see this living rent-free.
Pancho's All-You-Can-Eat Mexican Buffet invites you to experience real food at fast food prices. For around $6, choose from over 35 authentic Mexican recipes, all made from scratch every day. Got little ones? At Pancho's, children under 5 eat free, and our big kids buffet is just $2.99. Pancho's, fresh handmade Mexican food, great prices, and family fun. Still hungry?
Raise the flag, you're ready for a little more Pancho's Mexican Buffet.
So Man. Was that their manager, Richard, doing his best Latino impression?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It was Pat in production.
I was going to say.
But $6. You eat a lot of food.
Pre-produced.
I don't know if I've been to a Poncho's in 15 years, maybe since college.
I don't think I ever went.
But back in the day.
You missed out. They had a great buffet where you could get gummy worms and put them on your tacos.
Really?
No one does that.
I can't see Pam going to Poncho's.
I mean, sopapillas.
Maybe just because it's not fried chicken.
Well, all I know is me and best friend Scott and roommate Sean back in college, we would hit up many a buffet, including a Poncho's there in Denton. We would do some damage.
I've met Scott, and that checks out.
Yeah. He could pack away some sopapillas on you. Another lady emails in. This is from P1 Catherine. Dear Sweet Spotters, I have 4, not 2 sons, ranging from age 16 to 20. The ticket infests our family lexicon on nearly a daily basis, but the biggest players are the boys using Chief, and especially Little Buddy, when trying to get under one another's skin. The amount of times we hear an overly sarcastic, aw, little buddy, when they're all together is hilarious. And George famously will chief people when he's a little upset. And little buddy is more of a, is that a Corby?
That's Corby uses that a lot.
Aw, little buddy.
Little buddy. Chief. Chief is a good insult.
Yeah.
Just to put someone down. Because it's not a cuss word. It's just very, you're talking down to somebody, calling him chief.
I don't think I talk down to you, but sometimes I'll call you a young gunslinger because Troy tweeted that at
he
you
did.
One time. And you were like 25.
Oh, I was like 30, yeah. I was older than he was when he took the picture. It was funny, though.
So that was the Troy photo of when he was in the duster.
Yeah.
The strong arm of the law poster,
yeah, that
which
was,
I think a lot of us had.
Yeah, that was the calendar, the bad radio calendar, 2017, somewhere around there. It wasn't my naked photo. That one's been destroyed.
You don't. You'd have to have that photo somewhere, right?
I have the stuffed animal. I have the duck.
The little duck.
I do. They let me keep it. The duck was supposed to be a lot bigger. And if you're not familiar with the picture, there was a picture Tyler Sagan had in the ESPN The Body issue where he was standing naked in the shower and he had a little rubber ducky over his place. And the Bad Radio boys thought it'd be funny for me to recreate the picture because I'm just so jacked and everything. But they're like, yeah, you know what? Don't worry. We're going to get you a really large stuffed animal. It's going to be like you're wearing shorts. It's not going to be bad. And they show up and they're like, well, they were sold out of that one. So we have this one for you. And there's not a lot left to the imagination.
We have an average white guy ducky for
you. Yeah.
But at least it covered up your file, right? All right, this is from P1 Cody. Cody says, because of Corby, my best friend and I always repeat the word bottom after it is said
bottom
every single time. And now it is spread to my 13-year-old son, so generational.
Bottom.
And he'll catch me saying it, and I'll follow along with him. Bottom, stay hard, P1 Cody. And this, of course, was a campound or camp out where Corby was just ripped on whiskey and they were taking late night calls from women, and I believe Jennifer was on the other line.
Good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
And I will freely admit that one also is in our household quite a bit because I am married
bottom
to a Jennifer, and oftentimes I will tell her good luck with her bottom.
Does she understand it?
She knows
she gets
exactly
it? Okay.
What we're talking
Man,
about.
Man, Corby that night was a machine. I'm saying good luck with your crap, and how's your ass?
Yeah, the Woodford was flowing quite a bit that night. And we go to P1 Richard, or P1 Dick. I'm not sure what he goes by. But either way, he says, anytime someone asks me if I'm okay, I immediately think of Bruce Willis's character Butch when he asked Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction if he was okay after the scene that the male rape scene in the middle of that movie, and responded with, I'm pretty effing far from okay. And this is a great movie, and I've found myself at times. Now, since I've gotten this email, I say I'm pretty effing far from okay, and enjoy.
Step aside, Butch.
You okay?
Nah, man. I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
And Zed's just bleeding out on the ground.
Yeah.
And he was going to, you know, take him to some of his friends, and they were going to get medieval on his ass.
So this is a movie I've seen probably 5 times all the way through.
Uh-huh.
And 4 of the 5 times, like Corby, it's been on cable. The first time I ever watched it is when it was on TV, and they take out that whole scene.
Well, yeah.
Like, you see the gimp, and then it just cuts, and it goes to the next scene. So the first time, probably on HBO or something, when I was watching the real thing, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's why they left this out.
And you probably did that as an adult.
Yeah.
Young Sean was, I believe, 12 or 13, because that came out in 1994. I did not see it in the theater, but my dad rented it on VHS. And of course, I lived with a single parent, so he's like, yeah, sure, you can watch a rated R movie. And for about 20 minutes, I was stunned because of what I just saw on the...
You're about 13 years old at that point.
The old Magnavox in the Bass House, yeah. It was pretty jarring. And finally, we go to P1 Byron. He says, afternoon, fellas. I'm a longtime P1, and my life is narrated in drops by the ticket characters that are in my head, and sometimes I say it out loud. My wife is not a huge fan of this condition, but whatever. That's right, Byron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. Some of my favorites are things I hear instantly echo inside my head in the voice of Ribby Paltz. Random words like pajamas and names like Samaje Perine and Giannis Antetokounmpo make me giggle as I hear Ribby repeat them in my head. I occasionally repeat them aloud in Ribby voice, and people look at me as if I've lost it. My wife has this box on top of our closet. Not sure where it came from, but every time I see it, I hear a pre-draft report from Ribby, now gentleman, as I got a chance to see this young man in person, and he has a great deal of eye whamage. And there's actually a box. He brought attached a photo of it, and the brand is EYWAMAGE. I don't exactly know what this is, but it looks like eye whamage.
Okay.
And I could hear that in Ribby voice as well. Anyway, that's living rent-free in my head. Thank you for everything you've done to your bodies. Baby arm, love. P1 Byron in Alito.
There's some names that Ribby hasn't even said before, but they just sound like Ribby names. Like, for some reason, when I see Sebastian Walcott, I'll just say it like Sebastian Walcott.
I think we have multiple syllables in names that can get ribified pretty easily. All right, there's Rent Free. Again, if you have anything you want to submit, we will discuss it here every Wednesday at 2:15. That's rentfree1310@gmail.com.